John chapter 19. Later, knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on the stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Finished. Depending upon what is finished will determine what reaction you may have. You've probably watched the game, perhaps you've been in a game like that, and it's one of those exciting finishes. You are down to the last couple of seconds. The team with the ball is the one who could win. All they need is a touchdown, and there's only one play left. You know what the play is. You leave just a couple of guys up in front to try to disrupt the quarterback. Everybody else heads to the end zone. That's the only chance. And so the ball is snapped. The quarterback, only job he has is to make sure that he throws it before the buzzer goes and far enough. And the stadium goes quiet. And the ball floats through the air. And depending upon who catches it determines which side erupts in absolute joy. And it's finished. The game is done. And we have won. Finished. Sometimes it's relief. We're in confirmation time. And perhaps there were seven who were sitting up here last Monday when I got done and said that was the last question. Finished. That kind of relief when it's all done. The kind of relief you have perhaps when you're given the diploma, you pass the final test, you're done with the school, whatever it may happen to be. Finished. And perhaps it's a certain amount of astonishment. You can't believe it's all done. You can't believe it's finished. And the way it ended was completely different than what you may have anticipated. As you and I gather on this Good Friday, I think it's probably safe to say that we are not waiting to erupt in cheers when this is all finished. Maybe there's some relief when it's finished. There's a certain amount of astonishment, the kind of astonishment that comes when perhaps this is a completely different outcome than what you expected, and you and I are reminded that when this day comes to an end, the one who wins the victory doesn't get to go home, and the confetti doesn't start coming from the ceiling, and there's not big parades, he's buried. But it is finished. And as you think about these words that we just read from John chapter 19, the word that's translated, "it is finished," appears twice. Jesus knows it. Jesus says it. And so we read later, knowing that all was now completed. That's the word. It is finished. Knowing that all was now finished, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." Later. Later than what? Very literally, John says, after this. Just before this took place was that one word from the cross that we just read moments ago. As Jesus is hanging there on that cross, as he is bearing the sin of the world, as he is up there all by himself, he looks down and he sees his mother. And so he takes care of his mother, making sure that she is cared for once he's not there anymore. "Dear woman, here is your son." And to that disciple whom he loves, he says, "Here is your mother." And while he is busy taking care of his mother, while he is there on that cross, he is being abandoned by his father. My God, why have you forsaken me?" Everybody who had been walking past that cross looks in disgust, making fun of Jesus. "If you claim to be the Son of God, come down from there. If you really are the Son of God, take yourself off this cross and take me off the cross that I'm on." All of that disgust, all of that ridicule. And God the Father looks with disgust on his Son and turns his back on him. not because of the gory sight, but because that's where sin is. And the Holy God turns his back on sin. Later, knowing that it is finished, see, Jesus knows it's all done. By now, he is ready to say, Father. He had started out by saying, Father. He ends by saying, Father. It's God in the middle, but we are back to Father. He has accomplished everything that he came into this world to do. He has paid the penalty for every single sin. And God the Father is content with the payment that has just been made. He knows it. And so knowing that all is now completed and knowing all that is finished, he's got one more thing he needs to say. And it seems so irrelevant, almost not even worth mentioning. But when he says, I am thirsty, that gets him ready to pronounce that it is finished and gets him ready to say, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And it also fulfills the scripture. That makes it not such a little thing. It is finished. Even the fulfillment of all the little details. Psalm 69 says, you know my disgrace, my shame, and my confusion. All my foes are in front of you. Disgrace has broken my heart, and I am helpless. I waited for sympathy, but there was none. I waited for comforters, but I did not find any. Instead, they put bitter poison in my food. For my thirst, they gave me sour wine to drink. The scripture is fulfilled. Just as Psalm 22, which you just read, enemies open their mouths wide against me, like a lion that tears its prey and roars. Like water I am poured out. All my bones are pulled apart. My heart has become like wax. It has melted in the middle of my chest. My strength is dried up like broken pottery, and my tongue is stuck to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. It is finished. Everything is fulfilled. Jesus knows it. And so, he says it. He takes as deep a breath as you're able to take while you're hanging there on the cross and unable to breathe. And in a voice he proclaims, it is finished. It's actually one word in the Greek. A word that means complete, full, everything is paid up. The word that was often used by the merchants that as soon as you made that last car payment, that's what was stamped on your bill. The moment you make that last house payment, that's what's stamped on the deed. Paid in full. Nothing left. Nothing that you need to finish. Nothing that you need to do. Nothing left that you need to pay. Jesus says, it is finished. And now you and I know that it is finished. Because Jesus tells us. He proclaims it from that cross. He makes sure that it was recorded in this amazing word so that day after day and year after year, you and I are able to go back to this word and hear him say, it is finished. So what's finished? There is so much that you and I have not finished. We gather on a Good Friday, and there's a certain amount of mourning that takes place, not just because Jesus is dying, but because of why he's dying. We walk through the commandments, and we see all the things that we have not finished. God expects to be loved above all things. His word comes first, and his name is kept holy no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're saying, no matter what is going on in life. And we have not feared, loved, and trusted in him above all things. We have been so selfish, too busy loving ourselves and doing what we want to do and going after our own thoughts and ideas that we simply do not have time to love God above everything else, much less loving the people that he's placed around us. In fact, we've seen them more as pawns for our own use than opportunities to praise and to thank. There is so much that we've done that is not finished. And as we think about the things that are not finished, we're also reminded of all the things done in the past. And there are those times in our lives when you and I sit down before our Lord and our God and we say, God, I'm not going to do this anymore. I am not going to talk to you like that anymore. I'm not going to act this way anymore. I'm not going to fall into that sin anymore. And for a while, we're doing better. And yet haunting in the back of our minds are all the things that I said when I was in grade school, the way I treated my parents, the way I talked to my coworker, all of those things in the back of my mind that I simply cannot make satisfaction for. I can't make up for it. I can't change what I said. I can't undo what I did. And even if I was perfect from here on out, I still can't make satisfaction for what I left unfinished before. All those times that I didn't pay any attention to the Word. Oh, I had opportunities. I had chances. But I was too busy doing something else. And so I didn't have time to come. I didn't listen. And perhaps there were those times when I was actually here and I was physically present, but my brain was too busy running on to all the other things going on that I really wasn't paying that much attention. And if that isn't bad enough, think about all the times that we made sure somebody else couldn't listen. We were too busy chatting. And as I'm busy talking, then the other one can't hear either. Too busy telling my children that this really isn't all that important. Yeah, we'll drag you to church and we'll make you sit there, but we're going to show you by the rest of my life and the rest of the week that it really doesn't make that much difference. It doesn't affect what we say and how we talk and what we do. Or maybe I dragged them and pushed them out the car door, sent them into this building while I went and did something more fun. And I'll come back and pick them up. Or maybe I just don't bring them. And it isn't just our children. Maybe we did that to the neighbors. Maybe we did that to our coworkers. Maybe we did that to our spouse, our parents. Because we made it very clear, this God thing, not worth your time. It's actually just a sham anyway, because I'm going to go and I'm going to proclaim to follow my Lord and my God, and I'm going to say that He comes as important. But I'm going to let you know by the way I act and the way that I talk. He's really not that important. So what's finished? I'm finished. I'm done for. I can't stand in God's presence. But Jesus says from the cross, it is finished. And He lets you know what is finished. What is finished is your salvation. The forgiveness of sins has been won for you. And what Jesus is doing on that cross is paying off all the debt that you and I couldn't pay. And He's doing all the things that you and I couldn't do. You walk Him through those Ten Commandments, and He has perfectly kept every single one of them. He has loved the Lord His God with all His heart and soul and mind, and He has loved His neighbor as Himself. And He gives you the credit. He proclaims that it is finished. All the things that you and I could not pay off, all the satisfactions that we could never give, that's why He's on that cross. That's why He's hanging there. That's why He was abandoned. That's why He pronounces that it is now finished. Your debt is gone. Your guilt is paid. It is finished. We might want to erupt in loud cheers. We may actually respond in amazing astonishment as you and I rejoice in the fact that it is finished. Jesus knows it. Jesus says it. And because He says it, you know it. And even as you have the opportunity to leave this building today, you get to say it too. It is finished. Amen.